This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Live, Play, Learn, What Keeps Kids Healthy. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Green spaces where kids can run and explore can be hard to come by, especially in cities. If you want an outdoor adventure, it means your parents have to take you somewhere. Nina Feldman traveled to San Francisco, where the mayor's office and the school district have teamed up to give kids that outdoor experience without leaving their neighborhood.
Andres Hassan claims he doesn't like soccer, but he's a total natural. We're kicking a ball around on a Saturday morning at Sanchez Elementary in San Francisco's Castro neighborhood.
Oh, nice stop!
The winter rain just let up, so water spins off the ball as it rolls across the turf field. Andres is 7. He says he prefers to play on the jungle gym, which is really nice and has one of those spongy surfaces underneath so kids don't get hurt when they fall. Andres took me on a little tour of his schoolyard. There are basketball courts and 2 gardens, an edible one and one for meditation.
What kind of stuff do you like to read generally?
Nature books.
Like, about what kind of nature?
Bugs.
We explored a grove of bamboo planted alongside a fence.
So what kind of bugs are we talking about?
Flies, because once somebody left a pear out here.
So does that attract the bugs?
Yeah.
The bamboo is cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How it's yellow like that. Whoa, what was that?
Bird. There. Hummingbird.
Oh my God. I had no idea they made a noise like that.
San Francisco has invested a lot into its schoolyards. It all started about 15 years ago when the school district was forced to renovate a bunch of its buildings to make them ADA compliant. The district held a series of meetings to figure out how to pay for the improvements. And at one of them, someone in the room said, "Hey, don't forget about the grounds outside, too. What if we built green schoolyards?"
They said, "Great, get us the language in 3 days." And so the language they had was my master's thesis of definition of what is a green schoolyard.
This is Sharon Danks. She's an urban planner, and she pushes to transform traditional schoolyards into healthy, ecologically friendly ones that promote creativity for kids.
Ew, there's like a bee in that.
Is it a bee?
Sharon's whole thing is this. If we want city kids to connect with nature, schools are the perfect place to make it happen.
That's where all the kids come every day.
She says it's more efficient to build gardens and grassy fields at schools than to take students on field trips to the beach or the mountains. And she's done the math.
California has approximately 10,400 schools that serve 6.2 million children on close to 130,000 acres of land. And that number of children on that public land every day is more than the number that attend a national park like Yosemite in a year. So our ability, the potential to expose children to nature is more in a single day on our school grounds than it is in a year at a national park.
San Francisco has built more than 100 green schoolyards since 2004. And that got city officials thinking, if we're investing so much into our schoolyards, doesn't it make sense to make them available more often? And for everybody, not just kids who go to school there. Until recently in San Francisco, when schools closed for the day, usually the schoolyards did too. But when I met Andres at his school, it was a Saturday morning and the gates were open. Amy Randell is in charge of San Francisco's shared schoolyard program. She says getting to this point was not easy.
So these are huge institutions that are big ships. So to get the head of a big ship to meet with the other head of the big ship, cooperation really needs to be driven from the top or people with like these very strange pockets of powers.
Amy says at first, everyone was worried there would be drug dealing or vandalism if the schoolyards were open after hours.
The school district's number one priority is to protect the physical ground, the physical properties of the district.
So the city of San Francisco added money for maintenance and events and security. It pays teachers to lock and unlock the gates on the weekends. The shared schoolyard program became a $600,000 line item in the mayor's annual budget. Then there was the insurance to figure out.
The way that it works is that the city has indemnified the district, basically, that on the weekend from 9 to 4 in these specific schoolyards, for all intents and purposes, the schoolyard is a city park.
Open schoolyards allow kids to connect with nature and run around more. The hope is that keeps them healthier. But these spaces can make entire families healthier, too. That's because they offer a sense of community. Neighbors run into each other here on the weekends. Moms chat on the sidelines of a kid's soccer practice.
You're doing great.
You okay?
Yes.
I know it's hard.
Research shows the social support that comes from living in a tight-knit community is good for your health. It can reduce the negative health impacts of discrimination. That type of support can lead to healthier diets and improve access to medical care. But places where people connect like this can be harder and harder to find in San Francisco. Housing prices here have soared in the past decade. The median home price here is more than $1 million. That's 5 times the national average. As the tech industry has come to dominate the city, lots of families have been priced out.
It's real. It's sad. It's really sad. San Francisco is a place that is, people have moved here for hundreds of years to have this like value and dream. And there is a real sense that it's being lost.
San Francisco has the lowest percentage of children out of any large American city. Fewer families mean fewer opportunities to gather, share space, share community. Wallenberg High School is famous among skateboarders. The lot outside the building is a sprawling expanse of asphalt. The steps and rails and uninterrupted ledges make it perfect for grinding and jumping. You don't see a lot of wide-open lots like this in a city where land comes at such a premium. It's exactly the type of place you might imagine would be partitioned and sold off in today's San Francisco. Instead, the city and school district unlock the gate here on weekends and give groups a budget to plan events.
I'm so grateful this is in my community because, you know, if it wasn't, I'd be probably doing some whack stuff.
This is Ryan Miller. He's 17 years old, a high school senior. He and his skate club planned a big skate competition at Wallenberg with money from the Shared Schoolyard program. To plan the event, Ryan had to meet new people, connect with businesses, and really put himself out there.
Some of it was like sponsorship, like how do we even reach out to these people? Then we were also just like, how are we going to build some of these ledges? Like, where are we going to find some guy who's going to build this gigantic Euro gap for us? A Euro gap's like a ramp with a gap.
More than 300 people came out for the competition.
And I felt so relaxed. It was like graduating middle school. It felt that satisfying.
Lots of people I talked to in San Francisco had the sense that priorities here seem to be circling closer and closer in around the tech industry. A program that puts kids at the center feels rare. Ryan sees the way his city is changing around him.
Not having a community will just leave room to people who just love this capitalism and all this other stuff. You know, I'd rather have everyone together.
Amy Randell from the school district says opening up the schoolyards does more than just promote community at the playgrounds. In a funny way, it's created a sort of political community, too. She's watched neighbors and local elected officials come together around this program in a way she hasn't seen for just about anything else. It's something pretty much everyone can get behind.
The soul is here. Like, there is that, like, real San Francisco love. And the way it plays out is that this is an opportunity for everybody to show up and say, like, actually but kids, actually but healthy spaces, actually but gardens.
That story was reported by Nina Feldman. Her work was supported by the Solutions Journalism Network and the Annie E. Casey Foundation.